Right, so Josh Rodgson here from Carlton Radio. I'm here with Callum Keane. How do you feel the game went, mate?
It wasn't bad for a first game. You know, it's always going to be difficult against a full-time club. We just kind of had as many men behind the ball as possible. And to be fair, they reverted to the long ball quite often. Obviously, with that many men behind the ball, couldn't really do anything else. I think we defended quite well, to be honest, considering we had a couple of chances. Obviously, we scored three goals, so it was always going to be it wasn't a bad game.
Let's talk through the three goals then. So first we'll go through the contentious one. Who scored that goal? Was it Lawrence, or did Kieran get a foot on it?
I wouldn't know, to be honest. I spent most of the game defending, so I was concentrating on defending more than the opposite end of the field. So as long as they didn't score, which they did.
Yeah, but you're playing against a professional side, but more importantly, it's nice to get three goals. So first one, Curtis, one of the lads that Wayne's looking at. How do you feel he got on in the game?
Yeah, I assume he's a young lad. He did really well. Considering we played 4-3-3, he defended quite well when he got forward, and he showed he had a lot to bring to the game. He scored a great goal, which you always like to see, a young lad doing well, especially when we ain't got the biggest budget in the world. It's one of the things that we've got to rely on young lads and stuff like that. So
that's like you say, you defended most of the game, so let's talk through the defensive side. Steggs, how did you feel he got on? He obviously made that cracking save to turn the ball over the bar.
Yeah, tipped it over the bar, and you know, he's talking to his back four, and hopefully he can kick on again from last season. As long as he's a big presence behind us, that's all that matters. He punched a couple, and I think, to be fair, the goals that they scored, one of them was a worldie, and it was an handball. We said at half time, you know, it could have been 1-1. He just brought it down with his hand and just turned and it smashed it in the net. I don't know. There's not a chance any keeper would have saved that. So
obviously, despite the four goals that went in, I'm not sure about yourself, but I personally felt, like you said, the defence did very well. Obviously, you've got Romain and Kieran and all the boys. I thought Lawrence had a good game at right back. How'd you felt the back four got on?
First game for Lawrence, he did really well. Good on the ball and looked to play, to be honest. Obviously it's pre-season, come first game of the season, it's very difficult to play into midfield. It's more long ball and pick up the seconds, and that's just the way the league is. It's nice to be able to play in pre-season, and if it could play throughout the season, it would be nice. Obviously you've got to play to conditions. The pitch is looking nice now, but come first game of the season, it's going to be a bog, if you like. So
how do you feel the pitch played today? Obviously, like you say, it makes a difference. And over the winter period, towards the latter end of the season, we all saw the state of the pitch. How nice is it to play on a pitch like this?
Yeah, obviously, there's still the bobble, which is never going to get off the cotton pitch. But Wall and Bob and the rest of the team have been working hard. And, you know, it's nice to actually see grass on it for once. Everyone's been putting the work in behind the doors to make sure we're all set up for the season, so the lads have just got to repay the favour. So,
what are your personal targets for next season?
We've kind of said top 10 finish. You know, we don't want to be in a relegation battle again. That is the main aim, to be in the top 10. We've all said we're good enough. Even last season, we picked up a month where we didn't lose, and if we can do that on a more frequent basis, I think we'll be in the top 10 quite easy. Which the problem was towards the end of last year was scoring. We could defend, and there's only so long you can defend for. You just need someone to go and take a bit of pressure off you and run behind and just take a bit of pressure so we can get up the pitch. And you know, with Tops coming back and obviously Anton up there and bits and bobs like that, I think won't be far away. We probably could do with another target man, because obviously Romain's dropped centre half. Just hold the ball up. So Tops up top today, it was obviously the full time centre half, so he was dropping in to try and deal with the number four getting on the ball all the time. We didn't have that much possession for him to get involved to feet and spinning behind and bits and bobs like that, it's just one of those things.
Would you be disappointed if he didn't finish in the top 10? For me, as a Carlton supporter, if we finish mid-table next season, you know, 13th, 14th, just so we're out of a relegation battle, for me, that would be progression. Would you be disappointed?
Yeah, it would be progression, but we've kind of set that we are good enough for top 10. As long as we can score the goals at the other end, I can't see why we can't finish there. And obviously, you always set your expectations a little bit higher than where you want to finish. But like I say, it's one of the things. This is a funny league. Anyone could beat anyone, and it's just one of them.
Big occasion today. Big occasion on Tuesday against Notts. How does it feel playing against, you know, you've got guys in that squad. You've got, obviously, guys like Matt Green up front who are doing it at this League 2 level all year long. You've got guys like Christian Pearce who've played at Premier League and Championship level, now dropping down the leagues. How does it feel playing against those kind of guys?
Yeah, it's always a good experience, especially it brings money into the club. And Mansfield and Notts County are always good every pre-season and bring the players down, and it's always a good turnout, especially with the beer and sausage festival on today. It's brought money into the club. Personally, to play against them players, I used to play full time, so you kind of see where you've dropped off and how you used to be able to keep up with people. And you can't, obviously, you with work and stuff like that, you can't train every day, so it's difficult. But yeah, it's always good to play against players like that.
Do you learn things often?
Yeah, you do, especially as their midfielder, as the number four. He drops in, gets on the ball, but he did have a lot of time on the ball. Especially training every day, it's so much more advanced than part-time football. You're at it every day, you're sharp, you're mentally switched on. Part-time, you train twice a week, and then come on a Saturday, you come to training, you're tired from work. That is their job. It's one of them. It'll be nice to do it, but obviously there's only a certain few that actually get the chance to do it. So
this isn't to catch you out in advance, but what has Wayne said about your role next season? Has he given much away, or
he's kind of said that he wants me to stay in front of the back four, whether that be a 4-3-3 or a 4-1-4. It all depends on how we work in pre-season. At the minute, we've been 4-3-3 with me sat in front of the back four. It's just making sure that everyone else knows where to play, where to run. It's just, to be fair to them, they have been working it in training and trying to get lads to understand that he wants me in front of the back four and not to kind of gallivant left and right. He just wants me to protect the remaining Kieran, especially when you're coming up against good centre forwards. When they're getting it to feet, they want me to nick it in from the front. But from playing centre half last season, it's completely different fitness. I haven't played centre midfield in about 2.5 seasons. So
I was going to say, how do you feel when you change your role? Because obviously, going from that to a position that really is the linking player between midfield and defence,
a completely different fitness. There's a lot of running going to be needed before I can last a full 90. That's for sure. As long as I'm doing my job in front of the back four and just breaking up play and let the young lads run forward, and they've got the legs. I'm getting old. I'm only 24. It's more experienced at 24. I don't know how you could say that, but
yeah,
I've been around this level for a while. So
how do you feel fitness wise? More importantly, as a last
point. Well, to be fair, last season I picked up quite a few injuries, but I've been working hard during the off season just to keep fit and to prevent my injuries. I only came off today because I started cramping up, which is normal for pre-season. But yeah, I feel fit. Probably a bit more short, sharp running needed, but yeah, on a whole, I think the team feel quite positive and fit towards next season. So we'll see what brings first game of the season. So
4-3. Four goals conceded, but more importantly, three scored. Congratulations, mate. Thought it was a cracking game.
Nice one. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.